Charlie, good morning.
Good morning, Sean.
Thanks very much for joining us on the program. Looking at this $229 million package, what is your initial take? Obviously a great deal to unpack out of it, but what's your initial take?
Look, Sean, on face value, it looks like it's an attempt to resurrect the deficit in GST funding that the Northern Territory suffered earlier in the year. So the GST formula was recalculated for the next financial year of 2018-2019, and the Northern Territory lost about $136 million out of that recalculation. Obviously, the Northern Territory, due to its size and its large Indigenous population, relies heavily on GST funding. So that was a big hit to them, and I think, first of all, this is a correction to that just to help them alleviate those issues.
We've heard some of the reform packages being proposed in the past. Apart from the sheer amount of funding, how does this package actually differ?
Look, I think it's trying to address a specific problem, and we've got to look at addressing problems based on need rather than indigeneity. So a lot of the discussion in Indigenous affairs in recent years is looking to highlight the need and where is it, and where is it in the Northern Territory? It's in criminal justice. It's in lack of education. It's in overcrowding of housing. So that's where this sort of fund is going to be going. The Treasurer announced another $259 million to go to the Northern Territory yesterday as well. So it looks like they're trying to target those key areas of need, and it's got to be based on need, not just indigeneity.
Well, certainly if you look at this kind of amount of money and tackling this one specific issue, if we looked at it in terms of the youth justice issue they've come out with in the Northern Territory, the Royal Commission has come out with this list of issues. This amount of money, you imagine they're going to not band-aid over the problem. They are looking to solve some of the root causes. Are we seeing any of that in the package so far?
Look, you're looking at things like education is a really key determinant. Education, employment, creating those opportunities that will prevent children from, coming into contact with the justice system in the first place. Things that will lead to more stable families. So employed parents are going to lead to a more stable family, which is going to help educational outcomes, which means that children are less likely to come into contact with the justice system in the first place.
Are there some potential pitfalls the new Northern Territory government should maybe look to avoid?
Look, there's been a lot of questions from Indigenous leaders in the last year or so about where the Northern Territory government is spending its Indigenous funding. Some have suggested that it's not being used for Indigenous issues and it's being siphoned off to win inner city seats in Darwin. I think the main thing here is to make sure that the money goes where it's most needed and to consult local leaders to ensure that that happens.
Any indication on how that might be regulated?
Look, it's in the early stages of the process, but if we look at the discussion around constitutional recognition and a body to parliament, perhaps a similar body could play a role there.
And are there any of these kind of issues that we're not seeing being covered by this reform package so far? Based on your initial assessment, are there some maybe blind spots? Because we know the Royal Commission came out with an absolute load of recommendations, a great deal of reforms that they would like to see happen. Have we seen any blind spots in the recommendations so far?
No, look, it seems fairly comprehensive. I think most of these reports generally seem to be comprehensive. It's whether you act upon them or not. There's a lot of reports that have been published in a glossy folder and then never enacted upon. So really, if people can stick to the recommendations, I think it's a good start.
Excellent point there, Charlie. Thank you very much. I really do appreciate your time.
Thanks, Sean.